Sabbath client parent Dal Mishnah Zion Hanutea Shura Achat Betov Shalom Ushura Achat Betov Shel Chaveiro. Somebody who plants one row of vines in his property and there's a second row of vines next to it, but they're in his friend's property. B'derech Hayachid B'derech HaRabim B'emsom. And there's a private road or a public road in the middle that separates the two rows of vines, but the rows of vines are less than 8 amos apart. The geder shehu namach me'asar tzvachim, hari elu mitzvachim. Or if there's a fence that's less than 10 tzvachim high that separates the two rows of vines, even so, the two rows of vines would combine to have the status of a kerem, even though one row is in his rishus and the other row is in his friend's rishus, and there's a fence that's less than 10 tzvachim that separates them, or a road that separates them, since the two rows of vines are less than 8 amos apart, they would combine to have the status of a kerem, and you would not be allowed to plant within 4 amos of these vines. As we have said previously, that when you have two rows of vines with 3 vines in each row, it would have the status of a kerem according to Beis Hillel. But if the fence that separates the two rows of vines is 10 tzvachim high or higher than that, in such a case, the two rows of vines would not combine to have the status of a kerem, since there's a fence that's 10 tzvachim high that separates them, and therefore you would not have to distance other types of produce 4 amos away from the vines. It would be enough to distance them away 6 tzvachim, since it doesn't have the status of a kerem. Rabbi Huda, im arsa milamala hari elu mitzdab. Rabbi Huda said that even when there's a fence at 10 tzvachim high that separates the two rows of vines, if you intertwine the vines up above the fence, in such a case, they would combine to have the status of a kerem, and even though there's a 10 tzvachim fence that separates them, since the vines are intertwined on top of the fence, they would combine to have the status of a kerem, and you would not be allowed to plant other types of produce within 4 amos of the kerem. Somebody who plants two rows of vines, and there are two vines, and each row 4 vines all together. If it's less than 8 amos between the two rows of vines, not allowed to plant any other type of produce between the rows, and it would have the status of a kerem, and therefore you'd not be allowed to plant within the two rows between one row and the other. Now, even though we have said previously that according to Beis Hillel, in order for vines to have the status of a kerem, there has to be at least 6 vines altogether, 2 rows of 3 vines in each row. That's only as far as planting outside of the kerem. In order to forbid you to plant within 4 amos outside the kerem, then there would have to be at least 6 vines, 2 rows of 3 vines each. But as far as planting between the vines, it's not necessary to have 6 vines. If there are 4 vines, 2 vines in each row, that would have a din of a kerem as far as forbidding you to plant any type of produce between the vines. Hayu shalosh. If there were 3 rows of vines, you had 3 rows of vines with 2 vines in each row. And man being sure lechaver to shesh esrei amos lo yavi zera l'sham. If there's less than 16 amos between each row, you would not be allowed to plant between the rows. As in this case, where you have 6 vines altogether, so it has the status of a kerem, even as far as planting to the outside of the vineyard. Therefore, even though the rows are very far apart from each other, they're more than 8 amos apart, up to 16 amos apart between the two rows, even so, it would have the status of a kerem, not allowing you to plant between the vines, and so too you would not be allowed to plant outside the vine within 4 amos of the vines. And even though in the first case, we set up the 2 rows of vines more than 8 amos apart, it would not have the status of a kerem as far as planting between the vines. That's because in the first case, there were only 4 vines altogether, so those 4 vines had to be within 8 amos of each other. But in this case, where we have 3 rows of vines, with 2 vines in each row, so it had the status of a kerem, both as far as planting on the inside and as far as planting on the outside of the kerem, even though the rows are far apart from each other, as long as they're within 16 amos apart from each other, you would not be allowed to plant between the vines. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, I remember Shem Chanina ben Chachinot. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says the name of Chanina ben Chachinot. Afilu chor ba emtsot. Ve'em ben shur lechaber et ha-shesh esrei amo. Lo yavi zera l'sham. Even if the middle row was stripped of its vine, that you had 3 rows of vine, with 2 vines in each row, even though the middle row has been stripped of its vines. So now you're left with only four vines from the two outer rows. Even so, as long as the two outer rows are within 16 amos of each other, you would not be allowed to plant between the rows. And just like we had previously, the case of Karacha of the Karim, the case of a vineyard, that the interior vines have been stripped, and there's a path without vines of 16 amos, that the dinners are not allowed to plant among the vines. So too in this case, with our three rows of vines, two vines in each row, if the middle row has been stripped of its vines, if the two outer rows are within 16 amos of each other, it would have the din of a karacha v'karim, it would not be allowed to plant between the vines. While the Tanakhama would argue, the Tanakhama would hold. In this case, since there's only six vines to begin with, when the middle row is stripped of its vines, you're left with only four vines, so it would no longer have a din of a karim. To have a din of a karim, you need to have six vines. So this case is different than karacha v'karim, according to the Tanakhama, since after the middle row of vines have been stripped, you're only left with four vines. In such a case, you would be allowed to plant between the vines, according to the Tanakhama, unless the two outer vines were within eight amos of each other. She'ilu me'tchila natan, hareza mutter b'shmona amos. Then when you strip the middle row of its vines, and you're left with only four vines, even though according to Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, the name of Hanina b'chachinot, since the two outer rows are within 16 amos of each other, and not allowed to plant between the rows, that's only because originally there were six vines. Since originally there were six vines, even though afterwards the middle row was stripped of its vine, and now you're only left with four vines, you still have the din of a rachas akarami, and not allowed to plant between the vines. But if originally you planted it with only four vines, you only had two rows with two vines each, in such a case, if the vines are more than eight amos apart, you would be allowed to plant between the vines, like we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, that when you have two rows of vines, with two vines in each row, those two rows have to be within eight amos of each other in order for you not to be allowed to plant between the vines. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is explaining that in this case, where the middle row was stripped of its vines, it's more stringent than in a case where you originally planted it with only four vines. When you originally planted it with only two rows of two vines each, those two rows have to be within eight amos of each other, not to allow you to plant between the vines, as opposed to in this case where originally you planted three rows of two vines each. Only after that did the middle row get stripped of its vines. In such a case, even though you're only left with four vines, you're not allowed to plant between the vines if the two outer rows are within 16 amos of each other.